February 10, the compassionate healer. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew 14:14. Jesus, precious Savior, never seemed to become weary of the importunities of the sin-sick souls and the sick with all kinds of diseases. And Jesus, when he came, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them. Mark 6:34. This means a great deal to the suffering ones. He identified his interest with theirs. He shared their burdens. He felt their fears. He had a yearning pity that was pain to the heart of God. Oh, what love, what matchless love. He has become one with us that he might share with humanity in all their experience. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Humanity is not to be demerited as a cheap and common thing. Christ clothed his divinity with humanity that humanity might be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Man is the object of his solicitude and great love. Redemption. Oh, how much is comprehended in the word. All who will consent to be redeemed are uplifted and sanctified, redeemed through Jesus Christ from all commonness and earthliness, and enabled to cooperate with God in the great work of salvation. Jesus accepted humanity and revealed in his own life and character what man may be even when in the providence of God he is placed in the poorest circumstances of life. He had not even a penny wherewith to pay the tax money exacted, and wrought a miracle to obtain the little sum. Jesus, precious Savior, was homeless and often hungry. He had not where to lay his head. He was wearied oft. Humanity is honored because Jesus assumed humanity to reveal to the world what humanity may become. He came to bring life and immortality to light, to fill the commonplace, homeliest pursuits of life with brightness. Jesus is bending over us, searching into our characters to see if his own character is reflected in us.